Okay, to summarize the dinim of Bishul and Yom Tif, so we learned like this. You could do anything for food. You could do anything of cooking and baking on Yom Tif, providing is the type of food that tastes better if you make it that day. Something like compote, fruit salad, or jello, or things like that. There's absolutely no difference if you make it a day earlier or a day before. Then you're not allowed to make it on Yom Tif. What happens if somebody didn't make it before Yom Tif? Like this compote, you know, this applesauce, whatever. They didn't have a chance to make it before. No, that didn't have a chance. They didn't make it before Yom Tif. So then Halacha says they're allowed to do it on Yom Tif, but they have to do it with a shinui, meaning differently than you normally do it. Just do the things a little bit different in the process. If for whatever reason it is you couldn't make it before Yom Tif because whatever, an emergency happened, then you're allowed to do it on Yom Tif. You don't even need a shino. You could just do it the regular way. And I don't know if we'll get there today, but we'll probably start today. But this is all, by the way, cooking from a pre-existing flame. We're going to learn soon if you're allowed to create a flame on Yom Tif. There's a lot of interesting details with that. Can a guy start a flame for you on Yom Tif? We'll get to that soon. Now, what happens when somebody cooks on Yom Tif? They don't have to estimate exactly how much food they're going to need and only cook that amount. Because we learned you're not allowed to cook from one day Yom Tov to the next. You just can't cook as much as you want. But nevertheless, you're allowed to cook extra on Yom Tov in case people want to eat more, people want to eat extra, some guests will come. So it doesn't matter. Now we also learned there's three conditions that you're allowed to make more food than you actually need. And that is, number one, let's say you want to make a lot of chicken, okay? So you're allowed to make a lot of chicken, providing you put it all into the pot before you put the pot onto the fire. Because the condition of doing that is that you're not doing anything extra in the cooking process. Now, if the food is all in the pot, and then if you take the pot and put it onto the fire, so you're doing one cooking act of the food that you need. So therefore, the food that you don't need is not a problem with that either. Secondly, you can't do any extra effort, meaning, like we said, you can't fry schnitzel, because frying, every piece you do separately. So then if you need 10 pieces, and you're going to make 15 pieces of schnitzel, so then you're making extra with extra effort that you wouldn't be allowed to do on Yom Tif. So cooking, you put in the pot, it's all cooking, X amount of eggs. So it's all cooking, the same thing. Here, you have to cover, bread it, or put whatever, or frying, the same thing with frying. And thirdly, the condition is, you're not allowed to say you're cooking for the next day, or for whatever it is. Now, sometimes, the Gemara says, that when you put more food in the pot, the food cooks better. Because the more stuff there is, the Gemara says it actually cooks better. So based on that, if a person is adding food that it should taste better, in other words, the amount they need should taste better, you'd also be allowed to do that. Okay, so he said, for instance, you can't make a bigger kugel and Yom Tov than you really need because you have to peel more potatoes, you have to do a lot of more things that is for the bigger kugel. Or the same thing, blintzes, latkes, anything you're frying, keplach, or stuffed cabbage, or all those things, you can't make more than what you need on Yom Tif, because each one of those has their own extra work that you're doing, and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to. Okay, the next thing over here is like this. This very
make a large roast, obviously. It's a roast, so if it's too big...
If you're making a large roast, it's not a problem, because you're putting it all in the pot, and you're not doing anything.
Chicken, same thing.
Yeah, you're not doing anything extra. When you fry,
so it's more to an
when you fry, thing. Let's say schnitzel, yeah? So you have to bread it. So then, number one, flavor. Each piece you need to turn over. So not that you're putting in a whole bunch of pieces and that's it. Every piece you need to turn over. Right? You know how to cook? Okay. If you want recipes, come to me.
Is the bear
in the woods? So then, every piece that you turn over is extra work. You're breading extra pieces. But if you're making a roast, even if you make it on Yom Tif, You take the roast, you put it into the pot, and then you put the pot into the oven if it's on, whatever.
So more, it's a piecemeal item.
Correct. A piecemeal item, you cannot make extra on Yom Tov, because then you're doing extra work on Yom Tov for something that you don't need that day. That's very simple. Okay, now, the Torah permits on Yom Tov to extend a fire. You can't make a new fire on Yom Tov. According to most poskim, it ends up to be rabbinically forbidden. Because biblically, if you're doing it for food, just so you can shecht, why can't I make a fire? What's the difference? Right? But the Chachamim said, you cannot make a new fire on Yom Tov, you can extend the fire. Which means, if you have a pre-existing candle, you can light candles. Providing they're needed for Yom Tov. We'll go into, there's a lot of details, that's not for tonight, probably. So you're allowed to extend the fire. What?
The reason being because you put the subject to do before, have the fire before?
No, the question is what the, because the real reason the Gemara says is because it's Meilid. You're creating something new on Yom Tov, which is stricter than Shabbos even. That's the reason, but the Pesukim ask, okay, it doesn't make sense, because when you have Meilid. But the Mishnah says, you cannot make a fire on Yom Tov, it's rabbinically forbidden. Okay? Now, years ago, if you remember, when there was a pilot light in the stove, okay, and then when you turn on the fire, so the gas hit the pilot light, and therefore, so in those days,
I still have one.
Oh yeah, you're lucky. They're antique. You can sell them for a lot of money.
I have a gas in my apartment, no electric, just the pilot.
Yeah. Okay, so those you're allowed to turn on a Yom Tov because you're not making a new fire. Is just taking that fire of the pilot
and adding gas to it.
So that you would be allowed to turn on Yom Tov. The electric ignition stoves, which are most of the, obviously all the newer models, that you can't turn on Yom Tov. Because now you're making a new fire.
By igniting.
So actually how does it do? It goes click, 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 click. When you turn it on, it goes click, click, click. And then, that ignites a spark, and the gas is on, but you're creating a new fire that wasn't there before. There's a way of doing it, by the way.
Leaving a small flame on.
Okay, yeah, if you leave a small flame on, you can make it bigger. But I'm saying, whatever, you don't want to leave a small flame on. There's another way of doing it, but you got to be careful, because if you don't do it, you're messing up. If you ever notice, but here you need a candle. A lit candle to do it. But if you turn the thing very quickly to the end, that it doesn't tick, 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 tick.
Yes.
It doesn't make a spark. So all you're doing is opening the gas. Then if you take a candle and you light it, so you're only extending a flame.
It's a good way to catch fire.
Not really, no. People do it.
What about a electric stove that's already on? It's set for 200 because you don't want to you don't want the house to be hot. Are you letting an electric stove go to 300, 400?
Okay, so on a gas stove, you can make a fire bigger. Whether you can make it smaller or not is a big, big question in halacha. Okay? Now we're not going to get into making a fire smaller. There's a lot of arguments and debates about that. But you're allowed to make a fire bigger for cooking. Okay? Now, when you have, what's that? You have to leave it on. Yeah. Now what happens if you have an electric stove? Okay? So it's set for 200. And now you want to move up to 300. So this is a question in the facts of how the oven works, how the stove works. Sometimes, when you make an electric coil bigger, it could be one of two ways. Either you create a new current, or you make the present current bigger. Okay? There's two ways that the stoves work. And because it's impossible to know how your stove works, unless if you're a mechanic.
Electric.
Only electric.
Sometimes, when you have, let's say you turn on electric, you have the round, so you turn on the electric, so it goes to 200. Now you turn it more to make it 300. Sometimes, you're creating a new coil.
A new current.
That is making a new fire, so that you can. But if it's taking the same current and making it more, that's not any different than a gas stove that you're making bigger. So the question is, how do they work? So therefore, because people don't know how your particular stove works, the general halacha is you cannot make it bigger.
You cannot
make it bigger. An electric
coil.
Right.
And what about the electric stove like you were discussing, where now you, let's say you turn the, you know, the igniting, let's say, Erev Yontif, you set it at 200, and now, you know, whatever, you Erev Tashil, and now you want to cook on Sunday, whatever, now you, it's electric, but it's electric gas. Then you can do whatever you want, because it's gas.
Once it's on already,
yeah. You
can make it bigger.
Bigger. Because the electric isn't...
You're talking about the stove or oven?
The oven now. There are plenty of ovens that are also gas.
I know
electric,
that.
Electric stuff.
I know. There's a lot of gas. More and more is becoming electric, by the way. But even if you have a gas oven, so if it's on before Yom Tov, let's say set for 200, you can make it bigger. So all you're doing on a gas stove...
But you can't make it smaller.
Well, smaller we'll see. If you're going to burn your food, then the people say you're allowed to.
So the food's done. What do you do after the food?
You have to leave it on.
What about?
One thing is for sure. Even those opinions that say you can make a fire smaller, that's only if you need it for food. In other words, if it's a bigger fire, your food's going to burn. So then you won't have what to eat. So then you need to make it smaller for the benefit of eating the food. But if you finish cooking already, and then you're turning it. What are you turning it off for? You can't extinguish a fire on Yom Tov.
What you're doing is restricting the gas.
No, but you're actually extinguishing the fire.
You bring you down the flame. You're lowering the gas.
You extinguish. Extinguishing, by the way, is not only when you extinguish it completely, both Shabbos and Yom Tov. Extinguishing is when you make the fire smaller than it was before. Is extinguishing.
So I've cooked my food. It's ready. Maybe the next day I want to warm it again. And if I keep it at the same flame, it's going to burn. I could lower it the next time?
For the next night's food?
Yeah.
According to those opinions. But again, there's a lot of details in the turning it down that we're going to see.
What about turning on a gas grill from an existing flame? So you have your outside licht, and you take a little piece of paper, and you want to barbecue on Yom Tov.
You could barbecue on Yom Tov. A lot of people barbecue on Yom Tov.
Well, once the barbecue is on...
You can't close it.
No.
Because that's extinguishing a fire. And it's not for food. It's not for to make the food.
But so if the propane shuts by itself after not using it, that's allowed.
Yeah.
Because some of them have those propanes that shut after not using it.
If they shut by themselves, it's not a problem.
Right.
On Yom Tov, by the way, it's interesting, different than Shabbos. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to put your oven... You have to know how, it has to be connected the right way. You're allowed to put your oven on a timer, Yom Tov, not Shabbos. Shabbos, you could put an oven on a timer to go off.
Not to go on.
Yom Tov, you could program a timer in an oven
to go on
and off, on and off, as long as it's programmed before Yom Tov. But Shabbos, you can only program before Shabbos, you can only program it.
To go.
What did you want?
Making a fire bigger is just okay for food, cooking food, or it can be for washing also?
We're going to learn about that. Washing hands, yes. Showers, big question.
Right. But even the clicking, even if you do it fast, it's probably going to click once.
No, it doesn't.
No.
It doesn't.
You go all the way to the end.
If you go all the way quick, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Most of the stove.
Better just unplug it. That's it.
Here we go.
You don't mess around. I mean, unplug
it. 9:00.
You could do that, by the way.
No, it's a safety thing. You want the gas won't go on.
The gas won't go on.
It's not true. You could.
Some of them, yeah.
My gas goes on.
No, but you have a special.
And I have in my house also. It was making a lot of noise, and my wife disconnected the electric igniter, and now she wants to turn the stove. She just uses those lighters. That's it. Could do it. That's not a problem.
When you clean it with a lot of sprays, it makes noise, and then it goes away.
Okay, this one, I know all that.
But the only way to start a flame for cooking is from an existing flame.
Correct.
Lich, nay, whatever it is.
We'll learn again tomorrow to go into more detail.
Too complicated.
But what happens, you know, a lot of people have ovens that shut off after 12 hours. It's a safety feature.
Yep.
The newer ovens, unless you get Shabbos mode, the newer ovens after 12 hours automatically shut off. Yes? So now the question is, you have a 2-day Yom Tov. Okay? After 12 hours, the oven goes off. What am I going to do the second day Yom Tov? Or the first day in the afternoon, what am I going to do? So then there's an interesting halacha that is b'shasat chak, which means when you need to, you shouldn't plan like this. I mean, but you can have a guy turn on the fire. Because we said before, in halacha it says, starting a fire on Yom Tov is forbidden, but it's only rabbinically forbidden. It's only rabbinically forbidden. So therefore, to tell a guy, which is rabbinic, to tell a guy to turn on this, to make a fire, which is a double rabbinic, for the Simcha Yom Tov, so halacha says you could do it. Normally you can't tell a guy to do just anything, even if it's rabbinically forbidden. But in this case, it's Simchas Yom Tov, so therefore, practically speaking, if a person has an oven that closes after 12 hours by itself, it's automatic shut off, halachically, if they need to, they can call on a guy, or whatever it is, and ask them to turn on the oven. But you have to make sure that you put in the food, otherwise it's Bishalakum. Okay, Machet.